This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
It's Thursday. We're at the Isle of Wight Festival. The atmosphere is buzzing, absolute vibes. We're backstage at Electrolove, having just come off stage. Amelia, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you? That was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. I am very well. I'm very hot, it's very warm in there. But I am just on top of the world. So I feel amazing right now.
I've never gone for a long walk in the sunshine and then gone, oh, I'll cool down in the tent. Oh, it's hotter in here.
It is so warm. It is so warm in there, but I think it is just the amount of people. I wasn't expecting the amount of people to be in there, so I am literally on top of the world. I feel amazing right now. It's crazy.
It's a really good time to do it because people are heading into the main site. The main site's not open. Electrolove is the biggest stage outside of that area. It's got to be amazing to play a stage of that size and have that throng of people excited for the weekend, right?
Yeah, honestly, I feel so blessed to be able to work with Electrolove. I think this is my fourth year here, and the fact that they put me on the Thursday at 4 o'clock is just a dream come true. Because usually, you know, I get a few people in and it's nice, but on a Thursday it's crazy because there's just everybody is in here and it's just amazing. I'm having the time of my life.
Are you hanging around for the rest of the night, for the weekend as well?
Yeah, I'll be here for the weekend. I'm hoping to catch some island artists like Corinne Atkins on Kashmir, and also Romy Helen, who's playing Kashmir as well. Yes, so yeah. I'm really excited about the island music scene, which is crazy at the moment. Everyone's playing the festival. It's amazing.
It's quite funny walking into the tent and just looking around going, there's two of the optimists.
Yeah!
And they're like, right, we all know each other. Okay, so we're all here. But yeah, it's cool to be able to. Do you feel like there is, like, I've probably asked you this like every year we chat, but do you feel as if there's like a good community of people where people come around and back each other on the island then?
I definitely do. I think that, you know, if you need a helping hand anywhere in regards to music production, music videos, even songwriting, there's just so many decent musicians and decent human beings that are in the music industry on the island. And I feel blessed to know so many of them. Without them, I don't think I would have got to where I am today playing Electrolove, for example. So, you know, I'm feeling so blessed, and, you know, it's nice to know so that the music community is just so lovely, and so it's like a family. I love it. I think it's great.
And you've got to be like one of the busiest people I know on the island in the fact that like you've got 400 gigs a weekend, but you just keep going and keep going. Just like a weekend where you have to do, I say, a huge gig, but then you hang around for the festival. Is this almost like a holiday for you then, I guess?
Do you know what? It actually is. It's funny you say that because, I mean, I've got a gig on Saturday, but that's my limit. I've decided, because last weekend I did 8. Next weekend I've got 11. So I'm a little bit like, this weekend I'm actually just going to take the time and enjoy the festival because I never get to. I'm either playing it 4 times, like I cut it off this year to 1 time and just give it my all, and then spend the rest of the time at the festival, enjoy it, and like see my friends because I haven't seen them in so long. All I do is sing. So
yeah, it's amazing. The Isle of Wight Festival is actually your biggest social of the year and you're still performing.
That's it. Yeah.
So you were doing 70s, you did Fleetwood Mac, Chaka Khan, you did Whitney Houston, ABBA. Do you enjoy sort of mixing the eras and the genres to be able to sort of perform and do some real crowd pleasers?
Oh, I love it. Yes, yeah. I mean, if I look around a room and I see people dancing and enjoying themselves and like just having the best time of their lives, it just makes my whole life. It makes me feel seen and it makes me feel heard, and, you know, if nobody's enjoying it, then I'm a bit like, oh no, we need to switch this up. But every year I try and come up with the most different sort of set list I can, so there's a bit of everything for everyone. And yeah, it seemed like everybody enjoyed it, so yeah, it was good fun.
It's amazing, everyone enjoyed it. I'll leave you to what is your like holiday, your weekend off. I'll let you enjoy that. Amelia, thanks very much. Chantos of Vectis.
No, thank you so much. Thank you. I love Vectis Radio. I think you're all amazing, so thank you so much.
We'll clip that. Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.